Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 143. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Carl.
Hey.
Hello, hello, hello. Another episode.
Yeah, and hello to everyone listening to us.
Yes, greetings and salutations.
Yes, and for all two of you who are watching us.
If that. I made a joke earlier. We are recording this in video for those who are listening, but you have to be a Patreon.
Yep, Patreon member, $2 and above.
Yeah, above $2 to get the video feed. So if you're interested in seeing what we look like or what we're showing on the screen, if we're doing show and tell.
Yeah, they don't want to see what we look like. They just want to see what $2 we're a month. Showing.
Yeah, I think they're,
we'll settle for $2 a month, but you're welcome to you know, patronize us for even more if you like what we're got to say or got to do.
Yeah, the higher up you go, the more benefits you get. $5 gets to suggest different topics for us if they want. Yeah. $10, actually, you can be on the podcast.
And that link which
we
is...
have a new $10 podcast, our Patreon member that I need to contact and get them on the show.
Oh, wow.
So far, we've only had your sister's the only one that's came on the podcast, right? The $10, yeah. Right? That's what I thought.
And you can find that at www.patreon.com/the Star Wars Collector, all one word, the Star Wars Collector.
Yep. All right, let's talk about what we have gotten in the last few weeks.
Gotten, is that a word? Received?
What we have gotten?
New stuff.
Ah, new acquisitions.
Well, I'll start off this time.
Yeah.
I got the TIE Advanced. It's Darth Vader's TIE Fighter. As you can see, I'm holding it up. And a funny story about this one, I wasn't going to get it originally, and Walmart had a sale where it was like 25% off, I think. So I order it, and they ship it to me in the original box. Had a big old sticker tape around it, Walmart tape,
yeah.
All the way around the box with the shipping label. Slapped right on the Darth Vader TIE Fighter box. So I sent him
off of a clearance shelf somewhere.
Probably. So, and it was open too. It wasn't even fully sealed. So I sent him a message and politely told them, look, this is a collector item. You need to ship this in a separate box and protect it. And so I was like, I'm returning this because I don't want it like this, even though I'm going to open it. But I still want to keep the box, and I want it to look good.
Yeah.
So, you know, they took it back, even, you know, sent shipping label for me to put on it. And so I shipped it right back the way they gave it to me.
Sure.
And uh-huh. They shipped me out a new one, and I got this one 2 days after I told them about this. And it was in a separate box with, you know, pillows all in it and everything, those air pillows. So it come perfect.
At least that was good customer service. They packed instead of shipping it back the same way to you again.
Yeah, I mean, I would have shipped it right back to them too.
It was probably labeled shipping note Karen. All right, we got a Karen here. No. If you think about it, though, sometimes we do act like Karens in regards to our collectibles, don't we?
Well, yeah, sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
I remember Toys R Us years ago, I think I've told you guys this, sent me the one of the big AT-ATs, Toys R Us. Oh, no, wait. It was a big Millennium Falcon, the vintage collection, the first time they released it in a mm-hmm. vintage collection box. They sent it to me just in its regular display, you know, shelf box with a shipping label. Luckily, the shipping label was... slapped on the back of it, so it still displays okay. And it didn't get dinged up that bad either through the shipping process.
I'm surprised, because mine was mine was brutally being dinged up.
But that's when I got home that day, it was just sitting out in front of the house there, you know, in all its glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, FedEx is the one that delivered it, and I swear they kicked it here. I don't think they.
Yeah.
I think they just tossed it up on the deck, which unfortunately they've done that before too.
Unfortunately, I think FedEx is the roughest of all the shipping people.
Yeah, because when they delivered that 2-pack, oh yeah, I forgot about that too.
Anakin, the Walmart exclusive.
Yeah, I forgot I got that one as well, finally. I didn't put that in my list, but yeah, the Commander, Clone Commander Cody and Anakin Skywalker 2-pack from Walmart. Well, when I first got it, you know, they threw the box on the porch, Bo said, because he saw them do it. And of course, it was all beat up, so I had to send it back and get another one. Also, I got the D23 droid, R7D23. It's got it's silver and blue. It's got the blue Mickey Sorcerer's cap on. So that's the one that was exclusive to D23.
I thought that was the Toy Story traffic cone.
Also got the Halloween droid, the R2 WRWLF werewolf. I don't remember. Did I show this last time or not? I can't remember.
It wasn't on your list from last month.
Yeah, so. Okay. that was one that came like the day of the recording, I think, or for some reason.
And also got the second in the Build-A-Droid line, the R0M1 and RJ83. They're both in the same package. So here they are. They're really, really small droid on top of the bigger droid.
An R1 droid with an R1
kind of resembles. It's hard to explain. But this was from that little kids cartoon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
Jedi
Adventures
Academy, Young Jedi Academy. Yeah.
Young Jedi Academy. Okay. Yes. And then I also got Devin Azara. It's a VC number 408. So he's from the Maul series. But I'm going to have to call Hasbro it's Hasbro. I got this from Hasbro Pulse because the card is kind of beat up. And I like my cards to be perfect or at least close to perfect. But this one looks like they took the side of it and tried to cut a piece of wood with it. Tried to saw it or something.
Open another box with it. Open a case with it.
All right. Let's go with Carl. What do you got?
Not much. I got actually found in the store while Target had their 20% off. I was up at Target and I got the new Zeb figure, the deluxe figure. And I have to say, he's pretty big size figure, so he is borderline worth deluxe. And plus, with the discount, I think he was like $22, so not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing I got this past month is a 3D printed Mace Windu vintage style lightsaber for the ones that's Patreon members. They can see this. And Brian actually printed this for me. So it's pretty cool. And I don't know, for some reason, I just always thought I'd like to have a purple one, and he took care of it. So if you need a purple vintage style lightsaber or any other color, I recommend you contacting Brian. And that's all I got. Two things.
A big purple stick.
Yeah.
All right, Dwayne, what do you got?
Dwayne, I'm the winner this month, it looks like.
Yep.
So, yeah, I also got the Vintage Collection Walmart exclusive 2-pack of Obi-Wan Kenobi and Commander Cody. And then I got, I'm surprised you didn't get these other figures with your Devin Azara. I got the Vintage Collection Devin Azara figure, but it also came with the Sand Trooper Squad Leader and the Mercenary Droid, which are packed in that same case.
They're supposed to be here soon.
Yeah. I got all three of mine in the same box. So, just another example of Hasbro, how much money do they waste on shipping when they just send one figure at a time?
Oh, but, tons.
Yeah.
Amazon does that all the time, too. Sends one figure at a time.
So I got three regular carded. Well, I guess the Obi-Wan Kenobi and Commander Cody are regular carded figures, but they're in that two-pack box together. And I'm sure these are going to be plentiful at Walmart. I haven't been in a Walmart in a couple of years, but
Obi-Wan or it's Anakin, isn't it?
Is it Obi-Wan? I thought it was Obi-Wan and Commander Cody.
No, it's Anakin. It's Anakin. And they actually have four of them hanging on the shelves right now at our Ashland Walmart. I saw them the other day. I have a
picture of one. Okay, so I wrote that wrong, and then Brian copied after me.
There you go.
They have a lot of new black series on the shelf, yeah, too, so it's nice to see Walmart.
But it doesn't make sense why Commander Cody is with Anakin, because that was Obi-Wan's
that's why I guess I automatically went with Obi-Wan.
Whatever you call him.
Squad leader. Yeah.
So. Yeah, because Anakin should have came with Rex.
Should have. Yep, you are correct. Droid Factory, I also got the R7-D23 from the D23 convention exclusive. And then I got the R0-M1 and then RJ-83 pair of droids, which was the second of six droid releases in the, was it phase two or
series two?
Series two of the Builder Droid from Disney.
They don't have a series listed on here, but it's the second time they've done it.
And then just today, I received, if I get it on the screen here, the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Anakin. This one's got Anakin in it, too. Anakin Skywalker and Asajj Ventress from the Jindy Tartakovsky Clone Wars animated episode, where they have their lightsaber battle when she gives him his scar above the eye. So this is, it's made to look like a television screen. You can see the actual animated art on the slipcase cover. And if I can get it together here. And as you can see, it just slips back down on there to store or to display, you know, however you want to do it. I like the window box myself, obviously.
Yeah, you could always flatten out the other piece. And
so these are available on exclusively on Hasbro Pulse.
Or at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, on clearance at next year's San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, here's the two-pack with Obi-Wan in it. It's the, Airborne Clone Trooper, which is kind of odd. You figured it had something else than that, but oh well. It's from Obi-Wan from Utapau, so he should have had Cody in it.
Exactly. If they were that close together in releases, at least, I don't know. It's Walmart.
I think that one was like 6 or 8 months ago.
Whoever the Walmart buyers are, they don't actually watch the shows and the movies, I guess.
Hasbro just says, hey, do you want this? And Walmart says,
yeah,
sure.
That's pretty much it.
Hasbro's like, we're tooled up and we can repaint this clone figure to be this character right now. But, you know, and then 6 months from now, we can also do, you know, now we're ready to do Clone Commander Cody. So now you got to buy both two packs to get Obi-Wan to go with your Commander Cody and to get the Airborne to go with your Anakin.
Or you can be like, me and not care about prequels and just not buy it.
Airborne Trooper, I believe, was with Plo Koon or one of those other Jedi. He wasn't with, I don't think he was with Anakin.
I don't know.
Cody.
I don't remember.
Obi-Wan. So.
I thought those Airborne Troopers were just everywhere and helping them and when they were flying around.
They can fly now? It only took them, what, 20 some years to fly? 20 or 30 years to fly? That's funny thing is they could fly during the, there were certain troopers that could fly during the Clone Wars, and then all through the original trilogy they couldn't fly, and then all of a sudden in the sequel trilogy they can fly now. So that was it for what we got this month. So hopefully if you're out there and you're listening and you didn't receive any of the stuff we've talked about or would like to still get your hands on it, hopefully you can have some luck either in the stores like Carl did or online.
The I'm seeing a lot of the Halloween Black Series in stores too right now too.
Yep. Yeah. Our Walmart has them.
I know.
Okay, and as always, we're going to let you know what's going on here in our neck of the woods as far as Star Wars Club meetings. We have our own Star Wars Kentucky Collectors Club, Kentucky Star Wars Collectors Club, KSWCC, or as we like to pronounce it, Case Walk, because we're from the hills and that's the way we like it. I don't know who originally, well, I know why they pronounce it Case Walk, because the Ohio Club is OSW.
Oh, there's Oswalk.
So they went Oswalk, which does sort of pronounce that way, OSWCC, but so we just went Case Walk. I don't know what Indiana does, how they pronounce theirs.
Theirs is different. They're not even like a collector's club. It's something different.
No, Gus Lopez up in Seattle, Washington, actually named his to where he can call it the Sarlacc.
Mm-hmm. Seattle area regional
alliance
or something. I don't know.
It's got two A's in it. Seattle area alliance of. Yeah. Anyway.
I wonder if every state has a club.
No.
No.
No, not every state. South Carolina doesn't have one. North Carolina doesn't have one. Virginia's is kind of the D.C. one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really, and Maryland as well.
Doesn't really have one. They've got some guys that organize that Jedi Con every
No, they
year.
They do have one now.
Do they?
Yeah. West Virginia, I'm not sure exactly what they're called exactly, but yeah, because I'm actually in it on their Facebook page.
Oh, okay. But they're more organized up towards the Morgantown area than they are around our southwestern end of West Virginia. That's the thing for our listeners out there.
It's the West Virginia Star Wars Collectors Club.
Yeah, there may be a collector's club named for your state and active in your state, but it may be all the way on the other end of the state. And we've discovered years ago that it's very hard to cover the entire state of Kentucky. We tried to get some people in the Paducah area and down in, you know, southeastern Kentucky, down around the Paintsville or Pikeville area, and we just never could get enough interest going or enough. We would have maybe one guy that would be from that area that would say, oh yeah, I'll try to get the word out and maybe host some meetings somewhere at a get together at a restaurant or a library or something. And then it just never worked out. So maybe we'll have to have a podcast about that one of these days. So anyway, back to meeting news. We have our Ashland, Kentucky area monthly meeting on September 12th. That's the second Saturday of September. It's going to be at the Flatwoods Public Library. It's the Greenup County Public Library, but it's the Flatwoods branch. They have three branches, so we're in the Flatwoods Library. You can Google search it and find it, you know, through Flatwoods Library. September 12th from noon until whenever, but usually we're done by 3. Bring your own lunch. We usually have lunch together and bring something. If you come and bring something to show us or to talk about, or if you got buy, sell, and trade stuff. If you got sell and trade stuff, if you want to buy stuff, there's usually stuff for sale there. But if you just got some sell and trade stuff, bring it too, and we'll take a look at it. And chances are we've already got it, but maybe not. You never know. And just have a good time spending a few hours with like-minded individuals, talking about any Star Wars and anything and everything else. We talk about horror movies a lot because we got a couple of horror movie fans in our group, and talk about other sci-fi shows and toy lines and
Sometimes even sports comes up.
We just don't talk about He-Man or Transformers or really G.I. Joe anymore. So
the new He-Man movie was good, though, I thought.
No, hush up. We don't talk about like He-Man. We don't talk about He-Man toys. Okay, what else we got going on? Brian, what do you got?
Well, you got the Fall Festival coming up in September this month.
Yeah.
The 26th, it'll be in Frankfort, Kentucky. You can look on our Facebook page, and it'll tell you the exact address. And then next month, or because this will be coming out in September, the Xenia Toy Show, it's called the Great Ohio Toy Show also, is I think their official name. But everybody calls it the Xenia Toy Show because it's in Xenia, Ohio. It's on October the 3rd. It is, I don't know if it's the biggest, but it's one of the biggest toy shows in at least the eastern half of the United States.
I was super impressed after going to my first one with you earlier this year. And I mean, it lives up to its name great. I mean, it's just endless buildings full of toys. And even if you're hungry, there's like food trucks there. I mean, it's just something else. It's cool.
Eight big buildings full of toys.
And really good cheese curds, too, if they're set up again.
Cheese curds. So, yeah. And the Fall Festival, by the way, if you're not familiar, is our annual statewide meeting for the entire, every member in the entire state and surrounding states are invited to attend. It also, I think, usually begins around 12 or 1 o'clock. I think it'll probably be 12 o'clock. And we have a lot of good time. We have buy, sell, and trade tables for people that are like to do that. We have custom action figure and vehicle and diorama contests. We have food. If you for the low cost of a $10 membership, we will feed you a nice big meal for the day. And you also, for the same membership price, we have a large selection of door prizes, and everybody is usually guaranteed to get at least a couple of door prizes each year. And when we do the Fall Festival, I don't think we've ever had one where we didn't go at least three times around. Everybody in attendance. I mean, sometimes you're left with getting a deck of cards or something, but still it's something. So that's in Frankfort, Kentucky, September 26th. You're all invited.
Oh, cool. All right.
Not too far from the Lexington Airport, so if you want to fly in for it.
Yeah. I mean, more than welcome to come. This month there was not much on the announcement. The only thing is had the next Build-A-Droid is going to be the R2-D2 from, it's the Clone Wars.
No, it's a comic book.
Is it a comic book?
Yeah, Droid Squad.
Oh, I thought they were referring to the one that Clone Wars episode with the Meeber Gascon.
I don't think so. This is
okay.
Because
it looks like the regular R2 to me.
Yeah. The only difference is on the side of each of his legs, he's got like a black and white or black and yellow construction paint job, like caution construction, like caution tape or whatever looking.
Okay.
Painted on each of the side of his legs. And I think this one maybe comes with the jet. The rocket jets sticking out, or maybe not. So it'll be regular R2-D2 with special legs.
So unless you take it out of the package, you're really not going to be able to see the special legs that well.
Nah, I don't know. I've seen pictures, but I couldn't tell you for sure. But if you want to build the droid, if you want to build what is it this month? Is it a Rex? Rex mm-hmm. droid? Or this time, the Rex
something
droid,
like that. It's one of those. It's not Rex himself, but it's one of those trap droids.
Yeah, RX droids or whatever. That's Friday, September 4th, and they almost always sell out. Eventually,
they always sell out.
Yeah. sometimes really quickly, though, a couple of hours.
Oh, less than an hour. I've never seen them go in more than an hour.
Yeah, the only thing that seems to last a little bit longer is the holiday droids.
Yeah, those are, but these.
Yeah, they're gone just like that.
In probably like 20, 25 minutes.
So my suggestion is download the Hasbro Pulse app, or not Hasbro Pulse, the Disney Store app. Go ahead and create yourself a membership with your credit card information, everything stored in it, and just be logged in and ready to buy whenever they pop up.
Now I feel really dumb. I didn't know they had an app. I always open the web browser on my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. I learned something new. I can download the app. Yeah, but I have it.
Sometimes
there's an app.
I will say this though: sometimes you can't find, if you just go in the app and search for the droid by like Build a Droid or Droid Factory or whatever, you can't find it. You have to go to somebody else like Yak Face or
that's what I do.
Yeah, collect it or a.
Yak Face is where I go.
Yeah. I usually just open up my web browser and log in and then go from there.
And find the description, the link description there. And yeah. So you can do it a couple of different ways. Usually when I follow the link in Yak Face, it opens my app anyway.
Yeah, I think it does. But if you don't have the app downloaded, it won't open it.
Yeah.
All right. So next is the Hot Toys announced the Jedi Survivor, the Jetpack Trooper, Hot Toys exclusive 1/6 scale collectible figure. So if you're a Hot Toys collector, then there's a new one for you.
And those are still available through Sideshow, correct?
Yes, it's through Sideshow here in the U.S. Let's see, Medicom, how do you pronounce M-A-F-E-X?
I was just Mafex.
Mafex, okay. They have a Bossk 6-inch figure that's coming out. So I don't know much about these. Yeah, I don't know much about these.
I think MA stands for Master something, Master FX. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No one's really seemed to step up yet and took over like and done like bust or anything like that since Gentle Giants went away, which is, I think, is kind of surprising. I thought we'd hear something last month that maybe at, you know, Comic Con.
Yeah, me too. Well, that's it. That's all the announcements that has been announced. I don't know what, you know, why there's been such a drought, but so
stuff's starting to ship, but
yeah, lots of stuff starting to ship. So this month,
yesterday about the HasLab, wanting to make sure my address was correct.
Oh yeah, forgot about that one. That one's going to ship soon too.
Yeah.
Well, we do probably have New York Comic Con in October. We'll probably have more announcements at New York Comic Con.
Yeah. All right. So our general discussion for this month is going to be more Power of the Force 2 figures, starting with the Shadows of the Empire group. So the first one we have is Chewbacca. Yeah.
His Chewie's brother.
It's Chewie's brother. Yeah.
Here in Eastern Kentucky is Chewbacca.
In the bounty hunter disguise, or what is it they called him?
Chewbacca in the bounty hunter disguise. What was his bounty hunter name, you mean?
Yes.
I don't remember. Don't it's been too long.
It kind of looks like Snake Plissken from Escape from New York, but... Did you all ever make that connection?
I did think of
it. Sort of.
It was like an eye patch and a flat top haircut.
I was like, it was like Snake hadn't shaved for a while.
Yeah. Shadows of the Empire, by the way, if you're listening and you're not real familiar with what we consider modern Star Wars, these are, I guess technically they're post-vintage because they are, you know, 30 years old now, was a subline of the Power of the Force 2 run of figures that had a different card back design instead of it being like a reddish orangish lightsaber graphic in behind the figures, it was purple. And
Snoova.
Okay, yeah, Snoova.
Snoova was his name.
And it was all of these figures were based on characters from a completely new storyline that was made up just for, I don't know, for the heck of it.
Yeah, it was a book.
They weren't going to make a new movie at the time, but they wanted to do everything they would do in for a movie release. So they had somebody write a novel. They had some guys write some comic books. They had a
video orchestra. Game.
They had a video game for, what was it?
Nintendo N64.
Yeah. They had a composer write an entire movie soundtrack pretty much for it with mm-hmm. all new compositions and orchestration. And they had toys. They had these action figures. So these were characters that none of us, well, I won't say all of them, but they were characters that were new to the Star Wars universe. They were what's considered now to be
expanded universe
characters. Yes. So yeah, Chewbacca in a bounty hunter disguise. Of course.
Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and preface by saying I have every one of these figures we're going to talk about today.
I think I still have them. I don't think I got rid of these.
I have them as well. What the book? Did you? I mean, I don't read a whole lot of books, but I actually mm-hmm. read that, and I.
Oh, you did.
Yes, I don't read a ton of books, but I liked it. What did you all think of it?
I liked it.
Yeah,
I read it.
I owned it, but I don't think I ever got all the way through it.
Oh no.
I mean, the whole thing with Zijor and Leia. was a little creepy, but.
And I would love to see Dash get a vintage collection figure one of these days.
Yes, me too.
Yes. Yeah, the next character we're going to talk about, the next figure, was a character named Dash Rendar. And he was specifically created to be the Han Solo substitute for this storyline, because this takes place between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi in the timeline. And of course, Han Solo, I said Han a little bit earlier, Han Solo is in carbonite, frozen in carbonite.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still searching for him, trying to find out where Boba Fett took him. So they needed a scruffy looking Nerf herder. So ta-da, Dash Rendar.
Yeah.
He
would be considered a deluxe figure today.
Yeah.
Because he's got a big, huge, heavy weapons pack.
Yeah. Yeah. He does. Yeah. They could really afford a lot of plastic in the action figures back then.
Yeah. For $5.
And they have actually remade him in the Black Series 6-inch line.
Oh, yeah. Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
So
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. I, of course, like I said, I've got all of these. So next one is the one that everyone clamored for. Even the non-Shadows of the Empire guys who were, you know, not impressed with it or not interested in it had to get this next one. And that was Princess Leia in the Bausch disguise. And why was that? Because she was a remake of one of the original 98, original 100.
96.
96, 95. We don't know. She was a remake of the vintage figure. And they hadn't released her yet, and the regular red/orange card back line. So everyone was like, oh my gosh, I got to get this because I'm going to open it and display it with my other new Power of the Force 2 figures, you know. And I'm going to guess. I'm not. I don't think I've ever read one or the other. I guarantee she was just one per case. Because
I don't know. I never read the case breakdown.
Because it was a Leia figure. But I mean, just their thinking back then was, because that's why the Princess Leia, the original, you know, A New Hope Princess Leia was so scarce to begin with. When all these new line of figures were coming out, was because she was only one per case.
Yeah, but she had a monkey face, so nobody cared.
Well, I mean, yes and no. Everybody wanted her, whether she had a monkey face or not. But then when she became scarce, everybody wanted her even more. And then they thought they had even more of a scarcity because there was a running change to her belt mold. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was crazy.
Yeah, that made one of them supposedly more rare than the other. So yeah, Leia in, and again, how you pronounce it is up to interpretation. Bausch.
Bausch.
Bausch. Bausch. Bausch.
I don't know.
Okay, what do we got next, guys?
Luke. My favorite of the line, probably.
There you go.
Luke Skywalker in his Imperial Guard disguise. He's got this cool red outfit and a big, nice red helmet and everything. And if I remember correctly, a big long staff as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite one from this entire line of stuff they released. I really like
the link is in the show notes there.
Okay. And, but actually, I think I still own like three or four of this when I liked it so much. One still on a card and got like three of them loose.
Okay.
Yeah.
And basically what they did here was they just made a whole new body and they took the Luke Skywalker head from the earlier release of Tatooine Luke and stuck it on top of that sucker.
Yep.
But it doesn't look too bad when you put, a lot of times when they do that and then you put the helmet on, the head looks way too big, but this one, it actually worked.
Right, yeah. And it was a character, an Imperial Guard type character that we had never seen before.
Yeah.
Next is Prince Xizor. It's spelled X-I-Z-O-R, so that's why Z and then Zor. He was the main baddie in this. He was the new kind of Darth Vader.
Head of the Black Sun.
Head of the Black Sun, which was a underworld type organization. Some of you may know, be familiar with it now because that when at the end of the new of the I say new at the end of the Solo movie Darth Maul had taken over Black Sun
and that Crimson was Crimson Dawn
or no that was Crimson Dawn you're right I'm thinking
but think for a second. he had effects on it it was competing but also in the Maul series I think he's over all of them now or at least something like that.
When I think of this figure, always have you all seen the movie Free Enterprise with William Shatner?
No.
Okay, well there's you have to look it up on YouTube sometime. There's a scene in the toy aisle where the guys are shopping for action figures and they pick it up and they pronounce his name wrong and a little kid corrects the adult and says, "You don't pronounce it like that, you pronounce it like this," and says or it's a pretty cool scene.
Yeah. And that's one of the first like new characters we actually see.
Yeah.
You know, that was never in a movie. So, right. You know, cause even though the other ones have different disguises and stuff like Luke, but still it's Luke. This one is a totally new character that, who wrote this book? Steve Perry. He wrote the book, and so it was a character that he made up, or at least somebody that you know was affiliated with him or the Lucasfilm, you know, gave him the idea of it or whatever. So that was the first one we had gotten at the time,
right?
And then they also came out with comic book 2-packs. This is where the comic book 2-packs started.
Yeah,
was with the Shadows of the Empire. So the first one that they had was IG-88 and Boba Fett. And it comes with a comic that, you know, would tell a story. I don't know. I didn't open it, so I don't know what the story was.
But these were really popular, too. People was really clamoring for these, I remember.
Oh, yeah, for right. sure.
Well, again, the Boba Fett was a straight repack from the Boba Fett we'd already received on the orange card back. But this was the first time and maybe the only time that we were going to be able to get IG-88 in this new Power of the Force line. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it is directly molded off of the vintage IG-88, so there's very little, if any, difference between this
that
one
I don't
and
know.
The vintage one, other than the type of plastic that you know, when you can usually when you can hold two different figures and one of them's a newer one, like a new retro figure compared to a vintage one, you can tell the difference.
I've never opened that one to, you know, to compare them up close.
Yeah. So Boba Fett versus IG-88, because the story did have a bounty hunter element to it.
Yeah.
And then you had
next is Prince Zizor and Darth Vader
versus Darth Vader. Now, again, I'm not real sure how Darth Vader tied into this, but you guys said you read the whole novel. Was he in the novel?
I don't remember.
It's been so long, I don't remember either.
Okay.
I mean,
if
I
he
read
was,
it
wasn't much.
Yeah, I read it when it first came out. I remember excited about it.
And again, the Darth Vader was a straight repack from the one that had already been issued, you know, on a single card. The Zizor was a straight repack, except he had different weapons. The card, a single card one, had some sort of a staff, I think, like a power staff, electro staff. And this one had, like, these attachments that went onto each of his hands that looked like
The Darth Vader wasn't
fans or something.
Yeah, something like that. Battle staff is what they called it. But the Darth Vader was not technically a repack because he did have different legs. Now, if you scroll down on that page, it tells you that although essentially all new, Darth Vader heavily utilizes the tooling of 1996 Power of the Force 2 red Darth Vader figure, this time the figure has new legs and other slightly changed parts.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm getting this stuff from Jedi Temple Archives.
Yeah. So, comic two packs, if you ever wonder, you know, when what were the first ones? It was The Shadows of the Empire, and then it was several more years before we got any more. It wasn't until, what was it, the 30th anniversary line?
Was there some in the Clone Wars cartoons? I don't think maybe so. Not. Okay. Yeah, I think it was then.
Okay, all right, so this, like I said, was the subline of the year. They're technically Power of the Force 2 figures. They were released right in smack dab in the middle of, you know, that release, that what we consider that grouping of figures. But it also was, you know, it was kind of a transition. And I think we actually covered some of the when we went back to receiving the red carded, orange carded, I always want to call them orange, even though Jedi Temple Archives calls them red.
They do look more orange in your defense, though.
Yeah, yes, they do.
We were done with that card back, and we went to the green. Am I correct?
After red, yeah. Green was after that.
Green with the freeze frames.
No, green, just plain green.
Plain green.
Then after that, we get to what we're going to talk about now, which is the freeze frames.
Okay.
Then we had we had that transition too, where we had those little hologram too, the stickers.
That was that was from orange to green.
Yeah.
They had some of the orange ones got the stickers on them.
Yeah.
Because I have one of like a stormtrooper, I want to say, that has the orange card with the sticker.
I have one too. I can't remember which one I have, but I never, those were hard to find. I only found one in stores.
Just one of the factories had a surplus of orange cards.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's basically
hardest figure to find on a green card that was also on an orange card was Lando. The only way you could get it was in a 3-pack from Sam's. And I think I still have that one.
Yeah.
But what was really cool was the next part that we're talking about with the freeze frames. That was pretty cool because you could get the viewer, which was a set of macro binoculars that you could mail away for with proofs of purchase and $5 or whatever it was. And you could put the slides in it and you can actually see scenes from the movies with these freeze frames.
Yeah, it was a cool idea, definitely, on their part.
Yeah, and
but
of course
they had
there's
to
a,
be in the movie in order for it to be
yeah.
in order to have a freeze frame.
There's plenty of repacks, but we're not going to talk about most of those repacks because, you know, it's essentially some of them were repacked 3 or 4 different times because they had an orange card, green card, and a freeze frame.
Yeah.
So we'll just talk about the newer ones. So the first newer one would be Bespin Luke. And for some reason it's popping up. That's why. There we go. So this is the Bespin Luke, and they don't have any information on it here like they do the other ones. It just shows the Bespin Luke with the blue lightsaber and his DL-44 blaster that somehow he had.
So this was, even though it was called Bespin Luke, it's him with the shirtless shirt on, right?
No, he's got a jacket on.
Yeah,
he's got his jacket on.
Just after he gets back from Dagobah, when he gets on Bespin. Yeah, they also had a binder that you could mail off for too to store your freeze frames in.
I didn't do the binder. Did you? Either one of you all get the binder?
I did. I have 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, I didn't, but I got one in a collection later on, some from somewhere.
Okay. Carl, you want to talk about the next one in our list there?
The next one in our list, which would be the Endor Rebel Soldier. And yep. He comes with the I was trying to pull him up on here a minute. Okay. Yeah, he comes with his backpack and his blaster rifle and I always thought he had crazy eyes now that I pulled up the picture on him again too. he just looks a little scary to me for some reason. I remember that now.
Yeah, and this wave one had a red bar at the bottom of the card that had information about it. It signified wave one is basically what it was.
Collection number one. Yeah.
These right here too, always a bad thing about these, if you did have some of them open, their backpacks did not stay on their back very good. They wanted to fall back out of them.
Yeah, it just kind of poked into a hole in their back.
Yep.
All right, Dwayne, you got the next one there? Lando General?
Yeah. I was trying to go back and forth here. Yeah, Lando Calrissian in General's gear. This one was... I want to say it was the first time it's being released in the collection. Let me look here.
As far as Power of the Force 2, yeah.
Yeah. Yep, this was the freeze frame Lando General. General Lando was the first time in Power of the Force 2. He was, of course, a character released in the vintage Power of the Force line. And he was only released on a freeze frame card back. And no significant, he came with, let's see, what did he come with?
Just a blaster.
Just a blaster. And he didn't have a didn't have a holster that would hold the blaster. At that time, the blasters were like huge anyway. And yeah, he had a, instead of a vinyl cape or a cloth cape, he had a molded plastic cape, which was awful.
Yeah, pretty bad.
How many do you find in junk accessory boxes, Carl?
A lot. I think a lot of kids thought this looks terrible and just probably pulled it off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, of course, all these figures still have that style of looking like a He-Man guy. They're so big.
Yes. It took them a little while to get that straightened out.
Yeah. All right. So the next one, of course, all this in our list is new to Power of the Force 2. It may not be new to like figures in general because Vintage may have had one, but as far as like Power of the Force 2, these are all new. But this one here is new, period. This was the first time we ever got a Princess Leia Organa in the Ewok Celebration outfit. So this is the one where, you know, she had been taken back to the Ewok village and they gave her a dress. So this is that dress that she's wearing whenever Han, Luke, Chewbacca, 3PO, R2 all get captured and brought back to the Ewok village.
For supper.
Yeah, for right. Supper. as supper, not as just supper. Eat supper. So yeah, this is one of those ones that we get that's newer, and she comes with her, you know, her blaster that she has, that little tiny blaster.
It's not really tiny though. It seems awful long for the figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a little bigger than it should be. Because her original one in the movie was not very big.
Yeah.
And, of course, not really figure-related, but the question always arises is, how did the Ewoks get a dress, happen to have a dress that would fit mm-hmm. a human female? You know, what happened to this other human female? Did they...
It was supper.
Eat her, too.
Yeah, and so the others that were... In that line, I'll just go through them real quick, is Obi-Wan, Han Solo Bespin, Princess Leia as a prisoner, Han Solo and Carbonite, Han Solo in Endor gear, a Hoth Rebel soldier, Lando as a skiff guard, Luke as a stormtrooper, and a Rebel fleet trooper. All these were re-released earlier on different cards, and they just re-released them, you know, just to make more money off those people that like to collect every card version.
Yeah,
like me at the time. And,
them in the flow of figures too. If you was a late getting into it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And if you were like me and already had those versions already on the previous card backs, that's why you don't have a complete freeze frame collection. Because yep. I didn't buy them again just to get the freeze frame slides.
Wow, you didn't rebuy them?
No, not at that time.
I'm surprised. Yeah,
I'm actually surprised too.
Because you rebuy all of them now, even if there's a slight card variation.
That's because I can't even remember if I bought them the first time now.
All right, Carl, you want to take the next one there?
Biggs, which if you listen to our podcast, I've always said Biggs is the man and he's really important. Without Biggs, Luke would have been dead. So he gets a figure and he gets two guns, both obviously oversized lightsabers, and by then I think they're doing a little bit better with the eyes because his eyes are not too bad on him, but he's in his X-wing gear and everything.
Yeah, this is the first time we've gotten Biggs, period. Yeah,
it's not a terrible figure either too. I mean, it's a little, he's still a little bulky, but they're slowly starting to move away, I think, from He-Man look.
Mm-hmm. All right, next, Dwayne.
Okay, next we got, again, these were characters, plural, that had been originally released in the Vintage line, but they decided, and they did something smart, because they always talked about in the vending when Kenner was releasing the vintage figures, they were worried about small characters like Jawas and Yoda and Ewoks not having as much intrinsic value as the larger figures to kids. So they tried to make them with more, you know, accessories, or they changed the Jawa cloak around, you know, from a vinyl cape to a cloth cape and everything. Well, this time their strategy was, well, instead of just putting one Ewok on a card, let's put two. So they decided to go with the two most popular Ewok characters, which was Wicket and Logray. And this was the first time that they had ever done this on a single card back. They had done two packs with two characters on them and three packs and stuff way back in the vintage line to try to sell leftover figures and whatnot. But this was the first time that we were getting, on purpose, two smaller figures together to, you know, basically compensate for them being small.
Yeah, they'll never do this again.
No, probably not.
Not going to happen.
Not when they can make $20 off each one of them.
Right. So these were, and again, they were pretty good. What I'm trying to think of. Pretty good Sculpts. Representations of the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not bad.
The only odd thing was that they were kind of big for Ewoks.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially Wicket, because Wicket was the smallest, you know, Ewok of all of them, and he's the same size as Logray. Whereas in the vintage line, he's much smaller than even the smallest Ewok, because of how small he was in the movie.
Yeah, Logray was still comparable to the vintage Logray.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he came with almost, the staff that came with him was almost exactly the same. His headdress was a little bit different. But, the Wicket was, they made him about the same size as Logray, basically, like you're saying.
Yep. All right, so the next one we've got is Lak Sivrak. He was in the cantina. He's a wolfman. And he comes with a couple of different blasters.
I have a couple of him because he's a wolfman.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he gets taken out in the special editions. But we should be able to see him again in February of next year when they re-release the original Star Wars movie. Without the special edition part.
Yeah, I'm really confused, though. You're making a special edition. Why would you remove a character? It never made sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Because George Lucas never liked the masks and the whatever that they originally used for the cantina scene.
My nephew loved this character.
Yeah,
which is
why
he did a reshoot even when he was making the original movie, and even after that. He still didn't like the fact that there was just a werewolf head in the movie. So when he had the chance, he even took it out.
I know, which it looks good, though. I don't think it looks bad at all, especially for the time frame it was made.
Yeah.
I'll never understand that decision.
Yeah, so that...
Alien, that's a werewolf.
Yeah, I don't know why they took it out. It doesn't make any sense. I even though he doesn't like the fact that there was a werewolf, they should have just left it in.
Yes.
All right. So next, Dwayne. You got Carl. Captain Pierre. Carl, that's right. Carl.
Okay. Well, Captain Piet, he comes with a gun and like a little, I guess it's like a pointing staff like thing or something. And he's a pretty cool character, and this was also his very first figure as well. I don't know why he didn't get a vintage collection figure, because he was a pretty important character, and on top of that, he died a really fiery death. So
he's got one. Admiral Pitt.
In the old Kenner Vintage.
Oh, event. You said Vintage Collection.
Yeah.
So
I meant to say Vintage. Sorry. Oh, okay. Like Tarkin, I don't know why he didn't get one originally. I don't either.
Especially Tarkin, because he's one of the main characters in the first movie.
Yes.
Yeah, and this one, of course, the Wave 2 had yellow border at the bottom, and now Wave 3 has a blue border at the bottom to signify the next series or wave, which this was Wave 3. All right.
Action 3.
Dwayne, you got the next one there?
The man, the myth, the legend that is Darth Vader. Now you say to yourself, why would I want another Darth Vader figure? Because this one, for the first time ever, had both a removable right hand, which was cut off in the final duel scene, and he had a removable helmet. So, and he was actually packed with his helmet off. So you could actually see the Obi-Wan Kenobi, or no, Obi-Wan, listen to me, the Anakin Skywalker head that was underneath the helmet on the toy, and it looked really, really cool.
Yeah, it looked good.
It had eyebrows. Looked like
the actor and everything. Yeah.
Still had his eyebrows. So this one, I'm going to say they probably reused several pieces from the earlier Darth Vader, or maybe the Darth Vader Prince Caesar pack.
Possibly.
He comes with the same pinkish red lightsaber. But yeah, the right hand has just got like a peg, a peg on it, and it pops off, and the helmet comes off with the dome, and the front mask are all one piece. And he's got a solid plastic cape, which is only molded to one certain stance. So you really can't even raise his arms above chest high or anything with the cape on. But it was a really cool figure because it was the first time, like I said, if you were playing with him, you could reenact both the scene where Luke cuts his hand off in the final duel and the scene where Luke's dragging him trying to save his life and get him off the Death Star. Mm-hmm. And he says, no, I want to look on your face with my own eyes. And then Luke takes his helmet off. Suspense. We see what he looks like. And then he dies.
Yep.
Or does he?
No, he does. He gets burned up later.
Yeah, I started to say they set him on fire, but if you watch Robot Chicken, he's still alive when they set him on fire.
Yeah. And then he comes back as young Anakin and starts haunting Ahsoka, so apparently. It's Force Ghost. Anyway. Yeah. Who we got next? Whose turn is it? Yours, Brian?
My turn. But before we do that, I'm going to mention the repacks from Wave 2. I forgot about that. Admiral Akbar, EV-99, Gamorrean Guard, Malakili or Rancor Keeper, Nine Nun, and Salet Marais, which is Yak Face. So we had all those. So it was repacked onto those. The next new one is Ishi Tib, which is a Jabba Denison from Jabba's Palace. Green alien character. He's hard to describe. Got two big eyeballs at the very top of his head. Was this one of the ones that was this I the one that was in Skeleton was, Crew?
I thought he was one of the Rebel Alliance characters in the
was he?
Final assault on Death Star 2 scene.
Yeah, you might be right.
This same character, I've always thought same he was species, in... has popped up several times. I'm sure there is one in Jabba's palace, but I think this particular character, Ishi Tib, I think he's wearing a rebel.
He was in a number of Ishi Tib were employed for Jabba the Hutt, while others fought for the Alliance to restore the Republic. So, yeah, there's on both sides. So, who knows?
Well, the reason I say that is because he's the clothes that he's wearing, the outfit or whatever, mm-hmm. he's got what looks like a command bar on his upper left chest.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
Like he's some sort of officer rank or something.
Okay, that might have been one of one from the Rebel Alliance then. Yeah, he's got a blaster of some sort. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind that is. It's these newer ones, you know, they didn't have this like the three that they would repeat in the vintage line or whatever it was. They would use all new ones and new sculpts, and you know, you get something different almost every time. So that was the Ishi Tib. He's got that blue bar at the bottom as well for Wave 3. And last of the new blue ones is yours, Carl.
That would be Zookas. And he's got these big bug-like eyes. And he's actually kind of cool looking. I think they've done a good job on this figure. He's got like some...
That's Forlorn. What are you talking about?
He's got a really big gun and... I like how they kind of went with some almost like some weathering on his big jacket cloak or whatever he's got going. But yeah, mm-hmm. He's a pretty cool figure. I mean, a lot of these they would release, and I'd think, man, the Kenner one original one looks better. But they did. I was happy when I got him. I thought he turned out really good.
Yeah, he does. He does look pretty good.
And he's a bounty hunter, by the way, in case someone doesn't know.
Yep. Yeah, he has a blue border at the bottom as well.
Not to beat the dead horse, but the Ishi Tib actually has packaging text. And it says, the Ishi Tib characters come from the planet Tibrin, where they live in the cities built atop coral reefs. Ardent freedom lovers, several Ishi Tibs offer their talents in service to the Rebel Alliance. How about that?
Okay. All right. And, of course, this one also had repacks. You had the AT-ST driver, Boba Fett, Darth Vader, just a regular Darth Vader, Emperor Palpatine, Emperor's Royal Guard, Grendon, Grand Moff Tarkin, Sand Trooper, Snow Trooper, Storm Trooper, TIE Fighter Pilot, and Wee Kway Skiff Guard. Now, some of these... were extremely hard to find on the freeze frame. And the Wee Kway Skiff Guard is one of the hardest to find. I used to have one, but back whenever I lived by myself, I ended up losing my job and I needed money to pay for my house payment. So I sold some of these blue repacked ones. Like the Wee Kway Skiff Guard, the Storm Trooper, the Sand Trooper, Grand Moff Tarkin, the Emperor, Boba Fett. The Wee Kway I sold, forget this, $475.
And now you could probably replace it for about $50.
I'm not sure how much they're going for now. I've never
looked. I looked it up maybe a year ago. It was about a $50 figure. So... that was for completed auctions.
Well, let's just see here.
Yeah. Like I said, a year ago when I was curious.
Well, prices are all over the place. $85. Let's see. Let's check sold ones. Probably be the best way to do it. Because these are all over the place. Completed... oh, yes, I am a human. What the heck? When did they start doing this? Selecting. Okay, I'm not. That's weird. Now I got to sign in. Gee whiz. They make it really difficult. No, Skip. I just want to see the darn things. Okay. There's lots of loose ones on here. The last one sold for $500, but it was a AFA 85 graded.
Yeah.
The last one not graded was $203.
So it has went up a little bit.
They've gone up a little bit. What's crazy is that you can buy a vintage, a real vintage one for less than that.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, another one sold for $200. Another one for $175. Yeah, so they've gone up, gone back up in price, but not up to $475.
No,
I think total I made like $1,000 off all those figures that I sold. But that was it for. I think that was all the freeze frames, to be honest. Oh no, there was more. Never mind. There's more waves. So we'll talk about those next time because we've already pushed it like past an hour now.
Y'all have a favorite from these lines of figures we went over today?
Oh, that's a good question.
For me, I would probably say the Luke Skywalker in Imperial Guard disguise. I already bragged on it earlier, but that's probably my favorite among this group.
Even better than Lyke Sivrak?
Yeah, I like him. I'm a Luke guy, too. Luke is my favorite character, so.
Yeah, I'm going to say Lyke Sivrak.
I would have to say, and it's not this specific figure, but it's the same mold, but a little. There's a little variant. There's a. I won't say it's little or none. There is a variant to the Princess Leia in the Ewok Celebration outfit. They reuse the same figure in a two-pack called the Princess Leia Collection. And she had rooted hair and a cloth, I think, skirt.
Yeah.
And I love all of those Princess Leia figures from that Princess Leia Collection because of the fact that they have the rooted hair and some cloth accessories, but they may not have ever had that one if they hadn't already had this first one. So I really like that one. Well, of course, like I said, I talked about the Darth Vader with the removable helmet. That
would be a close second for me.
Pretty epic, yeah.
Yeah.
First time we ever got a Darth Vader figure. First time we ever got any kind of variant of a Darth Vader figure. Every Darth Vader figure, vintage, all through all three original movie, you know, vintage figures, there was always the same figure. The Hasbro or Kenner never had enough imagination to make a Darth Vader with a removable helmet, even when the line was dying for Power of the Force. And then even when they started back up again, they gave us a couple of different Darth Vaders to begin with before they gave us this one.
And now look at all the versions of Darth Vader we have. Oh,
good Lord. So, yeah, that's a good question, Carl.
I was just curious. I always like to know what people's favorites are.
Yeah. So who's going to read us out this month?
It's always Carl.
Carl.
We'll mention our Patreon if you want to help us out, and you can watch these videos for as little as $2 a month and see us hold up stuff that we get. You can sign up for Patreon at patreon.com/thestarwarscollector. And we are on Facebook at facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast. And if you want to, you can leave us an iTunes review or any other place that may have an option to leave us even some star reviews. And if you want to email us and ask us any questions or send Ask Bo questions or something, you can email us at tswcpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm glad you said that. We do have Ask Bo questions that I'll have to put on here as well.
Oh, nice. Finally. And we are on X and Blue Sky, which is at TSWC Podcast. And for our this month's Facebook shout out, Carol Scott Pinkston, thanks for listening. That's great that actually we have questions. It's been like, what, a year maybe? It feels like it.
Oh, probably more than that. I don't know. I don't remember how long it's been. I was looking to see if we had any new reviews. I don't think we had this one. This is great episode on focused collecting. Definitely going to move forward with a focused collection of Han Solo, probably Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford's portrayal in Blade Runner too. An idea for the future. What about an episode or episodes on all the action figures made for the Mos Eisley Cantina and maybe those we desperately want or need that haven't been made? Great content. That's from Mando Mitchie.
Nice. I just thought of something else that we did. You all grabbed Mandalorian and Grogu on Blu-ray?
I did.
I did too.
I didn't get it until Sunday.
That's when mine came from Amazon Sunday in the mail.
I'm like, really? Thanks a lot, Amazon.
Yeah. I remember years ago, you'd order from Amazon, you'd get movies release day. They would guarantee it. They don't do that no more.
Yeah, I wanted to watch it, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. So, and of course, it comes streaming tomorrow or day after tomorrow, something like that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus on the 2nd, so day after tomorrow as we record this.
Yeah. I will stick with my Blu-ray since I don't pay for Disney without commercials.
All right, well, that's all we got this month. I guess we'll talk to you next month.
Bye, everybody.
So long. Take care.